Okay, so today we're really digging into something critical. How do we actually establish accountability for autonomous systems?
That's a huge challenge.
Right, because that traditional binary logic, the simple yes or no, it just doesn't cut it anymore.
Not for these complex, high-stakes decisions, definitely not.
It leaves this massive gap, doesn't it? Like explaining the system's intent, the actual rationale, it's often missing.
Exactly. The why behind the decision.
So the sources we've looked at propose this fundamental shift. They call it ternary logic, or TL.
And central to that is the decision log, the DL.
Governed by this really simple but powerful idea, no log, no action.
Which forces systems to think about safety up front. It's not an afterthought.
So we move beyond just two states.
Precisely. It's a tri-state decision model.
Yeah.
You've got commitment, which is basically go action. Let's call that plus a log.
Okay.
Then resolution, a definitive no or rejection. That's one all out.
Right.
But the crucial addition is the third state, hold or unknown. That's $0.
The zero state, that's the system kind of hitting the brakes.
Yeah, exactly. We call it prudent hesitation. It gets triggered when there's real ambiguity, maybe conflicting information, or just,
Not enough confidence.
right, the confidence score dips below whatever threshold is set. It's like an electronic circuit breaker, you know. It trips because the situation is unclear. It can't safely proceed.
Okay, so forensically, this completely changes the game.
Totally.
Instead of just looking at the failures, the minus ones, we're now really scrutinizing that deliberate pause, the zero state.
And the log has to capture why. The complete reasoning matrix, basically, that pushed the system into that hold state.
So for you listening, imagine like an anti-money laundering system putting a transaction on hold. The log needs to show exactly why it hesitated.
And for that, the log needs two really critical pieces of evidence. First is the PAI pre-action inputs.
PAR, what's that?
It's like an immutable snapshot of all the data the system was looking at right before it made the decision.
So it establishes what the system actually knew at that moment, like legally speaking.
Exactly that. It establishes scienter, what it was aware of in that millisecond.
Got it. Time-stamped awareness. What's the second piece?
The PVS policy version stamp. It's a unique ID for the exact rule set, the parameters, the model version being used at that instant.
Why is that so vital?
Well, think about it. Without it, you could have what the sources call retrospective policy laundering.
Meaning changing the rules after something goes wrong to make it look okay.
Precisely. The PVS locks in the policy that was actually running, preventing that kind of accountability dodge.
Okay, but this raises a big practical issue, right? The performance integrity paradox.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
These systems need to be lightning fast, real time. But proper secure logging, especially with crypto, that's inherently slow. How do you reconcile that?
The solution proposed is quite clever, actually. It's a dual-lane architecture, DLA.
Dual lanes, how does that work?
Okay, so lane one is your real-time action lane. It makes the decision, executes it, boom, minimal latency. It just logs the data asynchronously to a secure buffer.
Asynchronously, so not slowing down the action itself.
Right. But then you have lane two, the synchronous evidence lane.
Okay.
This is a separate process, a different thread. It periodically takes that buffered data from lane one, applies strong cryptographic hashing, maybe notarizes it using DLT anchoring, blockchain tech.
So lane two guarantees the integrity, the immutability,
Yeah.
without bottlenecking lane one's speed.
Exactly. You get both speed and verifiable integrity.
That is clever. But what about legal hurdles? Like GDPR's right to erasure? If these logs are immutable, you can't delete them. That sounds like a direct conflict.
It definitely seems like one. But the architecture anticipates this. The key is mandatory pseudonymization.
Meaning.
Personally identifiable information, PII, is never logged directly in the immutable record. It's stripped out and replaced with a pseudonymized actor ID. So if someone exercises their right to erasure, you comply by destroying the separate re-identification key that links the pseudonym back to the real person.
I see. So the forensic log itself remains intact, immutable, but it becomes functionally anonymous because the link is broken.
Correct. The integrity of the event record is preserved, but the personal connection is severed.
And what about protecting sensitive stuff in the logs, like proprietary algorithms in the PAI or PVS? Companies won't want that just sitting there.
Also handled. That's where ephemeral key rotation, or EKR, comes in.
Ephemeral keys, short-lived keys.
Exactly. Sensitive payloads like the detailed PAI or the PVS are encrypted using unique keys with short lifespans. This allows for controlled, time-limited disclosure if needed, say, to a regulator.
Without exposing the company's core intellectual property long term.
Precisely. It balances transparency needs with protecting trade secrets and legal privilege.
So tying this all together, what's the big shift in thinking here?
Well, the focus really moves, doesn't it? From just reacting to failures, the $1 state, mm-hmm. to proactively analyzing the hesitations, the $0 state.
Right.
The governance triad, you know, the technical folks, the legal team, the ethics committee, they need to use these $0 state logs as actual strategic intelligence.
To find hidden weaknesses or biases before they cause a major failure.
Exactly. Spotting patterns in hesitation can reveal issues with data, with the model, or with the policies themselves.
So investing in what you might call $0 state analytics isn't just about forensics after the fact.
No, it's proactive. It becomes this crucial feed into making the models better, refining policies, and building genuinely responsible systems.
Which leads to a final thought for you, the listener, to chew on. If an autonomous system can't transparently explain why it prudently hesitated, can it ever really be considered trustworthy? Can we truly rely on its decisions? Something to think about.